Next patient is Roger Brown. The last name is B-R-O-W-N. 68-year-old male, a patient of Dr. Maxwell that was referred to the office because of the presence of uncontrolled hypertension that seems to be associated to aldosterone. The patient has responded to the administration of spironolactone, 25 milligrams POBID. Yeah. However, the patient has periods of hypotension. The recommendation of the cardiologist was to stop the use of the furosemide and decrease the spironolactone to once a day. He has some periods of hypertension, and we are going to advise the patient to take the spironolactone every 12 hours, take the blood pressure before the administration of the blood pressure medications, and if this, the blood pressure is elevated with a systolic above 150 or diastolic above 85, he is to take 12.5 milligrams of spironolactone at that time. The patient will continue. No. The patient will continue with the carvedrol, as well as the administration of diltiazem with Dr. Bhandari. Number two, the patient has atrial fibrillation. He uses the medications that we mentioned before. The pacemaker has 9 months of battery. Pretty soon it will be exchanged. Period. The patient has a history of BPH. Following number, the kidney function is very stable. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The serum creatinine is 0.86, and the BUN is 17. The estimated EFR 94.3 mLs per minute. Mm-hmm. Following number, the patient is to continue taking the doxazosin and follow up with the urologist. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested in 12 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.